start. Okay, everyone. Hello and welcome. I want to welcome you to Should I Stay or Should I Go? How to Make the Right Choice About Your Relationship and Follow Through. Now, Should I Stay or Should I Go? That is a catchy title. And it's also the name of the famous Clash song, Should I Stay or Should I Go? And actually, in many ways, that's why I picked the name, because I wanted to get your attention. And I also realize that for many of you who are here, you are dealing with that question in reality. I know that many of you are in the thick of living life in a relationship with a sense of uncertainty and perhaps with a sense of no question or no answer to that question. And so I know that that doesn't feel like such a catchy place to be. So I just want to, again, really welcome you and acknowledge you for being here. As someone like myself who guides people who are reconsidering their marriage and questioning whether separation or divorce is the right thing, I've seen and I've heard people really struggle over many aspects of this situation. And along with my experience guiding people, I have personal experience being in that place in two important relationships in my life. So I also have personal experience and I can personally relate, and I'll share more about that as we go on. But I really want to tell you what my overall commitment is. And my overall commitment is to have families work. My mission is to bring new life to families. And the reason I got into this work is because I was in a marriage for close to 10 years. And after years of being happy, in love, fulfilled, I found myself dealing with this very question, should I stay or should I go? And I didn't predict it. I was living life in my marriage like this was really it forever. I was set. We're set. No problem. And I'll share with you a little bit later about how I was woken up out of the sleep I was in. I was woken up really into reality about how my relationship was really going. And it was not pretty. And it certainly was not fun. And I feel choked up even as I say that right now. And I just want to say for the record that I may get that way throughout this call. So I'm letting you know in advance that you're really getting the authentic and real me here with you. I'm not here to be a snazzy motivational speaker, although I can do that and be that and can be good at that too. I assure you that really, I'm really here with you to share with you from the depths of my heart. I will share with you based on my personal experiences, based on my research, and based on conversations that I've had with many people in similar types of experiences. So before I move on, I want to really, really welcome each of you. I see people coming onto the line. I just want to welcome each one of you. You know, I don't know who many of you are out there. In other words, I haven't met you personally. However, I can already assess something about you given the fact that you're here on this call. And my assessment is that you have some level of commitment to yourself, to your family. Maybe you're here for another person, for their relationship or their family. But there is some commitment, some interest that has brought you here to this teleseminar today. And that commitment is what I acknowledge in you. And I welcome you. And I also see that there's some people on the call who I know. And I'm so happy that you're here on the call. And I know that you two are here with some commitment that has brought you to this call today. And some of those commitments I know because we've spoken personally. And some of them I don't know. But I want you all to actually do something right now. I want you to take a moment and really acknowledge yourself for being here. Acknowledge yourself for taking the time out of your life to be here with that commitment that brought you to this call. And I want you to take a piece of paper, you know, if you've got a notebook, great, a napkin, a back of an envelope, whatever you can grab. And, of course, please be safe about it. If you're driving, please don't be writing and driving. But I want you to take a moment and just write down why I'm here today is. Why I'm here today is. And fill in that blank for yourself. I want you to just write down what is it that you want out of being on this call today? What is it that you're committed to? And write that down. And I want you to have today's call really contribute to whatever that is. Okay, so I want to tell you about the intentions for today's teleseminar. So I'll just let you know what to expect. So the first intention is really to leave you with a sense of clarity and trust that you can make this choice. And I know for some of you, you're stuck. You feel stuck. You're feeling like you're caught between a rock and a hard place. If you stay, there are consequences. If you go, there are consequences. So maybe you do nothing. And then that leaves you in a space of maybe feeling confused, uncertainty, and maybe even powerlessness. So my first intention for you, for all of you, is to really see that it is possible to make this choice. And the second intention is for you to come away with at least one new action that you can take after being on this teleseminar. At least an action that will contribute to moving you in the right direction for you. And I think we all know that while having insights and new ideas is nice, really the only thing that makes a real difference is taking action, which will then have some kind of an outcome or a result. And I also don't think that anybody on this call needs any more new insights or new ideas or more things to think about. You've got enough of that, I'm sure. So really the second intention, again, is for you to leave with at least one new action to take toward making a positive difference regarding the situation that you're facing. And then the third and final intention is for you to learn about and have a chance to sign up for my upcoming 4-session program, which shares the same title as this teleseminar, Should I Stay or Should I Go? How to Make the Right Choice About Your Relationship and Follow Through. See, my hope for you ultimately is that you make the best choice for you. And I'm going to give you the steps that will help you do that right here on this teleseminar. But you may find that even with the steps right here in front of you, you may find that you're still afraid to make a choice. You may find that you are still afraid to confidently move forward with whatever that choice is, whichever way that is. So I'm here beyond this teleseminar. This is a big decision. So I promise you, I will let you know about how you can sign up for that, and I will do that at the end of this teleseminar. And by the way, I expect this call to go for about an hour, and I'll leave a few minutes at that point for some questions and answer. Okay, so those are the three intentions. And then also, don't forget, stay on till the end of the call, because I'm going to announce a code, as I promised you on the emails that I've sent out. I'm going to give you a code, and when I announce that code, you should send me an email right away to my email address, and I'll give it to you again later, but I'll give it to you now so you're ready. It's TR, like Tali Rabin, TR, at tali.tv. That's TALLIE.TV. And then just put that code in the subject line, and then that will give you a chance to receive a free one-on-one session with me. Okay, so remember, that's going to be at the end of the call, so stay on. All right, so I'm going to jump right in, and the first thing I want to say is, whatever relationship matter you are here with today, I want you to know this is normal. You know, relationships are complex. People are complex. And when people first get into a relationship, it's full of excitement and ideals about what the future holds. And it's normal for that excitement to fade and even completely disappear. It's like a fire. To keep it burning bright, it requires a good amount of air and wood and also tending to. So for some people, for some of you, the fire is still there, but it's not getting what it needs to keep a bright burn. And for some, there may be a deeper, broader question about the matchability. And that too is normal in terms of whether or not there's a match between two partners. And I'll talk about that later as well. You know, sometimes people don't want to admit that they made the wrong pick, or they just don't even realize they did, or that the pick they made was to serve a particular purpose, a purpose that may have been short-sighted, not for any wrong reason, but simply a short-term purpose. And lifelong partnership was not the correct purpose. So the prospect of having questions and doubts and uncertainty, it's all normal, whatever the particular situation is that you're in. So I told you earlier why I'm here doing what I do with people is because I was in a marriage that I thought was it forever. I mean, why else would we get married? And close to 9 years into our relationship, I had a wake-up call, as I mentioned earlier. And I'm going to tell you my personal story. After confiding in my husband that I realized I had not been listening in our relationship. And I actually told him honestly that I could see that any time he would bring up something that wasn't working for him or something about our two sons, about our relationship, about the house, immediately, and without any awareness that I was even doing this, I would think to myself, uh-oh, something's wrong. I need to fix the situation because I don't want him to think I'm a bad person. I want him to think I'm a good person. So I need to show him I'm just trying to do the right thing. And here's the thing, all of that was there in my mind, but I didn't really know it was there. It's like the thoughts were all there, but they were so fast, like lightning speed. that I couldn't even hear them. So he would bring up something, and what words would come out of my mouth were a defense. And what was I defending? Not myself, but rather I was defending that image of the perfect person I thought I needed him to see that I am, because otherwise he would leave me or I would lose him. But what I didn't realize was that all of that was actually pushing him away, separating us further and further, because he had no safety to just talk and be listened to and heard. And I'm telling you, when I saw that, it really was a wake-up call, and I realized, holy smokes, my marriage is hanging by a thread. And that's the wake-up call I was talking about. And what I did is I set up a time to talk to him, and I told him all of that. And guess what? He revealed that he had been wanting and planning to separate for over a year already. Now, yes, that was, you know, in some ways you might think, wow, that must have been a shock and must have been really difficult. And in some ways it was. But there was something really amazing. And what was amazing was for the first time, I actually heard him. I could see his point of view and understand why he would feel that way or think that way. So this was good in many ways because it opened a door and ultimately led down a path that ended with where we are today, which is divorced, both of us in new relationships, and an extraordinary family life. But what I want to share with you today is that after that door opened up, the next year of my life was really difficult. Yes, I could see his point of view, but now I had a choice to make. Am I going to fight for our marriage or am I going to let it go? And I'll tell you, for me at that time, all I wanted to do was fight for it. I wanted nothing more and for our marriage to work. I spent many hours on the phone with my mother, talking it through. I spoke to people, I spoke to coaches, I did everything that I could to, you know, keep my children occupied so that I wouldn't affect them with any of the emotions of confusion and sadness and uncertainty. And I remember the countless nights that I literally cried myself to sleep, really just in that space of just not knowing what was going to happen. And over the course of that year, I developed a process. And the process I developed, I realized this later, it turned out that that process would be the most critical process. It's that process that laid the foundation for us to actually create a whole new relationship. Before the final choice of whether to stay or go was even made. And this is what I want to share with you here today. Really, if there's one thing I want you to come away with, is that the process between where you are now and the actual choice you make is the most critical, because it sets the foundation for how you will be with each other and for each other, whether you stay together or you part ways. So I trust that just from some of the things I just shared, I'm hoping that you're starting to see some things for yourself. And I now want to literally give you step by step a way to think through and to navigate your way through making the right choice regarding your relationship. So I'm about to give you these steps. And what I want you to know is I'm going to lay them out as 1, 2, 3, and 4, but they're not completely linear. And what I mean by that is it's not necessarily that you'll do step one first, and then that's finished, and then you'll do step two. I'll lay it out that way, but you'll see that you could move through and around these steps. Okay, so, and if you're able to write this down, definitely be writing this down. Okay, so step number one is what I call scales of reasons. This is where you are weighing out your reasons. Literally and very simply, what are your reasons for staying and what are your reasons for leaving? And I actually suggest that you literally make a column on the left and a column on the right. And I want you to know this is a valid and important assessment. You may have thought this through in your head. You may have talked this through with a friend or a family member or a professional. So today, I want you to write this out for yourself. And if you've already done that before, please allow yourself to be in this moment doing this exercise in a new time and space for yourself. So I actually want you to take a moment right now, and I'm actually going to be quiet for just a few seconds to give you time to do that. And just write down in point form, just the facts. You don't need any background story. So you're writing down what are your reasons for staying and what are your reasons for leaving. And I'm just going to pause for about 30 seconds. Okay, so now, like some of you, I have children, and I had children to think about, and that was a major reason why I wanted to stay. But another reason I discovered was I needed to stay because what would people think of me? How would it look if I couldn't make my marriage work? And my parents divorced, so another reason to stay together was to prove that I could be better than them at this. So when you're looking at the reasons for staying or leaving, there are some obvious reasons that'll be right there and easy to see, and there may be some not so obvious reasons. Okay, so that's step number one. And then step number two is what I call a core values scan. Core values scan. And, you know, when I say core values, you may have several different reactions to the word. Some of you, you may like talking about your values. Yay, we're talking about values. That may be a great thing. And for some of you, it may be a foreign topic or something that you don't spend much time really thinking about or talking about. Mm-hmm. Or maybe for some of you, and maybe even many of you, maybe you think that you're quite certain about what your core values actually are. So let's just take a look. And the first thing I want to do is give you some definitions of the word values. So the first definition is a principle, standard, or quality considered worthwhile or desirable. I'll say that again. A principle, standard, or quality considered worthwhile or desirable. And another definition is import or meaning, significance. Import or meaning, significance. So there's a sense of weight and meaning to values. And your values, they may be based on social, societal influences. There could be cultural influences, maybe family upbringing, or even for many of you, more personal development oriented or driven. And there are so many examples of what values are. I mean, literally, you know, hundreds and hundreds of examples for values. And I'm going to just say a few right now just to kind of get you thinking. Equality, integrity, respect, peace, love, honesty, collaboration, dignity, compassion, commitment, caring, generosity. Okay, I can go on, but I want you to actually really take a look for yourself and do what I call a brain dump. You know, we don't have a whole lot of time to really delve into this, and in my upcoming teleclass, we really will spend more time on this section, and we really delve into and explore your values and really discover what you truly value to your core. But for now, see if you can mini brain dump at least 10 values that are right at top of mind for you. See as many, if you can get to 10, great. If that's easy for some of you, maybe that's not so easy, no problem. Just start to write down the values that come to your mind that you feel really represent yourself. And I'm actually going to ask you a question, and I'm going to ask you to imagine something. And this is to further help you to determine your values. So I want you to imagine that you are 20 years into the future. And for those of you who have children, I want you to imagine that you're sitting with your children and you're having a cup of tea or a cup of coffee or, you know, and you're sitting and you're having a chat. And if you're someone who doesn't have children, I want you to imagine that you're with someone who really matters to you, someone for whom you really care, and with someone who how you impact or influence them really matters to you. Okay, so it could be a nephew or a niece or someone you mentor or even a good friend or sibling. So I want you to imagine that you're sitting with them and it's the year 2013. And they say to you, you know what? I really appreciate the way you handled that situation 20 years ago. And what I most appreciate and admire is the way you were, and then fill in the blank. And they tell you three ways that you were. What are those three qualities that they say to you, that they admire about how you dealt with that situation 20 years ago, which is the situation that you're facing right now? And I want you to write those down. You know, for me, I saw in that exercise ways that were really inspiring for me were committed, in communication, and loving. And I don't know about you, but I really get moved when I think about that part of the process. It's grounding, you know, really being able to see myself through the eyes of someone else who I really care about, and my influence and my impact on them really matters to me. It has the power to settle you into what really is important and almost disappears all the rest of the stuff. And again, in the teleclass that we're going to have, we're going to spend a good deal of time and really do this important work, which is so important for making this relationship decision that you're facing. And frankly, it's so important for any aspect of life that you're facing, challenges and successes alike. Okay, so that's step number two. And step number three is where we match them up. What you're doing now is you're going to look at those values that you hold dear to you. And then I want you to look back at your list of reasons for staying and reasons for leaving. And what you're going to do is you're going to see, where does each value show up or not show up in each of the reasons for staying or leaving? And as you reflect on each reason, just ask yourself, which of these values do I get to illuminate? Which value gets to shine through me when I honor this reason? And then write it down next to that reason. Now, you may find that there are several values that get to show up when you honor one particular reason. Maybe none of those values get to show up when you honor some of those reasons. And so in the case where you can see that there's a reason for either staying or for leaving that isn't connected to any one of your values, you can cross that reason off with a line through it or put an X beside it. And see if you start to see something new for yourself through this part of the process. Okay, and then step number four is authentic communication. It is so important, and I mean, so many books talk about communication. You know, you've probably read books about communication. Many of you have probably done seminars on communication. It's often a lot easier to talk about communication than actually communicating. And I know that many of you can in some way relate to that. But it's so important that you and your partner, your spouse, it's so important that you talk. And again, that may seem obvious, but I also really realize that it may seem easier than it actually is. So you may need to speak to someone who will support you in moving forward. You know, someone who will support you in taking steps to talk to your partner. And the sooner you can have authentic communication with your partner, the better. And I want to say something really important here. And what I'm about to say may sound like a paradox. So on the one hand, it's so important to take action as soon as possible so that you move out of stagnation. When you have communication that you're not talking about, it keeps you in place. It keeps you stuck. It keeps you with those feelings of confusion, despair, uncertainty, powerlessness. So on the one hand, I really encourage you to really move yourself to that place where you can be speaking authentically and openly with your partner as fast as you can so you move out of that stagnation. And at the same time, and here's the part that's a paradox, it's also so important that you take your time. So what do I mean? I mean, it's important that you take time to fully implement each action, such actions as having a conversation. You know, there may be conversations that take more than one sitting, and that's okay. Sometimes you need to start a conversation and say, okay, we need to just put this on hold and get back to it. But get back to it and have the full conversation, whatever it is. And it's sometimes just completely an unknown how long it'll take to talk through some really important matters. But it's important to take the time. And all, you know, the conversations, you want to allow them to just really run their full course. And one of the things that I came to see in my research and also in my assessment is, you know, where most couples fail. And where most couples fail is that they knee-jerk into a decision. They react into a decision. And that reaction, it could be a reaction to something that hasn't worked, that didn't work in the relationship, and that set off the reaction. Or it could be that over a period of time, some things just had not been dealt with, had not been talked about. And then one thing that triggers the relationship, and that's it. The relationship is over. So, and I, you know, I go more into this aspect. That's a critical piece to just bookmark for yourself is where most couples fail is a knee-jerk into a decision versus really taking the time to work things through. So, you know, and this is one of the things that I really credit my first husband for. He was the one who talked about wanting to separate, and he also authentically shared that he wasn't sure if that is what he wanted. He was confused at times, actually most of the time. Gosh, I can completely understand that. But see, he could have just ended the relationship to end his own pain, guilt, and so on. And that would have been one approach. But he stuck through the process, and so did I. And it took a year, which compared to some people is not a long time, and maybe it could have been a shorter process. I don't know, but the point is that I'm grateful that we took the time that we did to do some work, transformational work. We had open, honest, very difficult conversations, and things that had been hidden in the relationship all came up. And as tough as it was, we had each conversation, and that year was so critical, and this is what I was talking about earlier. This laid the foundation for how we would be with each other and for each other going forward. This really established the protocols, the tools, the kind of rules of our game regarding how we would eventually end up separating and how we would raise our children jointly and, you know, no matter what the marital circumstances. And this all got set in this process before either one of us really knew for sure and made the final choice about whether we would stay together or part ways. And, you know, one morning, a year into this process, I had a sort of revelation of my own. And I said to him, this is to my first husband, I said, today I am choosing you. Yesterday's gone, and tomorrow is another story. Today I choose you. And he looked at me in the eye, and he said, with such love and authenticity, he said, I think what you just said is so beautiful, and I can't say the same thing back. And that was really tough to hear. But it was so honest and truthful. And, you know, in that moment, one of my values that I held very high, and I still do, is commitment. And I'll never forget, in that moment, I realized, in that conversation, I realized that I had been saying, I am committed. The whole time through that year, I had been saying that in my head, I'd been saying that out loud, and there is no question I was committed, and I was being committed. But in that moment, the question that came to me was, what am I saying I'm committed to? And when I looked at what our relationship actually was, I was no longer committed to that. I was committed to be in a relationship where I say, I choose you, and my lover does say the same thing back to me, I choose you. And I wanted him to also have that for himself. And for me, that moment was a moment of clarity. The next step was clear. With all the work that we had done, all the work that I had done for that full year leading up to that moment, it was so crystal clear and it was so easy. There was no knee-jerk reaction happening here. This was not a reaction. And I said with the most incredible sense of peace and clarity, I think it's time for us to separate. And he said, me too. And, you know, we got up, we got ourselves dressed. It was a morning and it was a weekday. We got our two sons all dressed and, you know, fed them their breakfast, and their babysitter came to pick them up and take them for the day. And each of us made our respective phone calls to our offices and said, we're not coming in today or we might be late. And we sat at our dining room table and we proceeded to work it out, how it was all going to go. And, you know, I could go into a whole conversation about that, but that will be another program that I will offer another time about how we accomplished what we accomplished as a family. But for today, for this teleseminar, what I really want to have you be left with and take away is really creating this process for choosing from really the highest place. And so, you know, the intention of the teleseminar today, I'll remind you, was the first intention is to give you a sense of trust that you can make this difficult choice. And I certainly hope that you've accomplished that, that you have a sense of trust that you can make this difficult choice. And the second intention was that you can see at least one new action to take after having been on this teleseminar. You know, maybe that's an action like having a conversation, whether it's with your partner, your spouse, or speaking to someone, you know, that you can see some action to take. And the third and final intention of this teleseminar is to give you a chance to learn about and sign up for my 4-part teleclass series. And so I want to tell you about that right now. And what I'll do is, you know, I'll show you how you can sign up if that's something that you're compelled to do tonight, and I certainly hope that you do. So I'm going to tell you that the 4-part teleclass, it begins next week, and it will run for 4 weeks in the evening, much like this call, in terms of the length. And, you know, and then I really am so committed to giving you everything that I've got in each call that we'll have for the teleclass. So, you know, I say that it goes between 60 to 90 minutes because I want to make sure that we really get accomplished everything that there is to accomplish. And then I also know, you know, some of you who know me and who have done some work with me, I just tend to fall in love with the people I work with, and I just really want to give you everything. So I make sure that each of those classes are just really, really packed, and there's lots of interaction. Now here's the truth is that I've given you the steps right here on this teleseminar. You have them. And for some of you, while you have the steps, you may still be afraid to actually take them. You know, for some of you, you have the logical steps right here, but you may go to take them and find that your heart isn't following along so easily. And all of this is so understandable, and that's why I'm here beyond this teleseminar, really for that reason. You don't have to do this alone. I designed this 4-part teleclass on purpose. It's only 4 parts, so it's fairly easy to commit to. And with 4 whole parts, we're really able to do some really good work in a way that we simply can't in one evening. So I want to tell you what you get out of being in the teleclass. And to do that, I actually want to direct you to a web page. So if you're in front of a computer, just log into, or not log into, just put the URL tally.tv. So it's tallie.tv/sales, S-A-L-E-S. And when you go to that page, you'll see the banner up at the top, which is the same banner that you would have seen for this teleseminar. And then you'll see that it says four-part teleclass series. You'll see the dates. You'll see the time. And you'll see that, you know, the materials that get provided. I provide a workbook for each module. I create the workbooks, and then I have them accessible and sent out to you right before each class. Plus, I provide exercises, really simple and easy to integrate into your life kind of exercises between the classes. Okay, so, you know, so each module 1 through 4 will really cover each of the steps that we cover tonight. But of course, we will have a chance to really go deeper into each step. I'll provide more individualized attention, as some of you will have a chance to get coached and guided on a matter that you're dealing with, and we'll really work it out right there on the spot. And so let's just take a look here. So if you can see here, Module 1, Scales of Reasons. In this class, you know, we really look at all the reasons for staying, all the reasons for going, and, you know, it can be a tough process to really ponder all of this. And in some ways, I find that this can actually be a really difficult and really bring up a lot of emotions, so much so that you can't even allow yourself to think through the possible pathways of what would it look like if I was to stay, or what would it look like if I was to go, because sometimes just the thoughts that come up make it so difficult. And I know for myself, I wouldn't even want to think about it. I felt so guilty thinking about it. And, you know, I'll share something really incredibly powerful. I told you that the process for me was a year. And about 6 months into the process, I was standing in my kitchen washing dishes, and all of a sudden I just had this picture in my mind. It was actually more like a movie. And I know this might sound a little woo-woo. It might sound a little, I don't know, maybe not to some of you, but maybe to some of you. But I literally had to stop washing the dishes because I could see this sort of movie playing out. And what was happening in this movie was I was there, my husband was there, my parents were there, all of us smiles on our faces, and his parents were there, our children were there, and it was, you know, clearly a family gathering, and there was food involved, like any good family gathering, and it was beautiful. And then all of a sudden, I realized something. I realized that we actually weren't married anymore. We were separated. And it was just a shock to me, because in that moment, I thought, what? It's possible for it to look like that after separating? And it was so like a shock to me to see that. In one way, it was very eye-opening, but it was so different a perspective, because up until that point, my fighting for our marriage was, you know, I had to fight for it. I had to be a hero. I had to make this work. I had to. And what I didn't realize was that my fighting for our marriage had become like a trap. And I couldn't even allow myself to think of any other possible option, really. And what happened after doing all the work, which is that I've been sharing with you tonight on this call, and seeing this image that I'm sharing with you, I realized that I could actually choose one way or the other, because it's not so scary on the other side. And in that moment, I did choose, and I chose to fight for my marriage still. But that was with the freedom to know that I wouldn't die if we did separate, or I could handle it. And I didn't know that in reality, but I could see that through that image I saw. And so, you know, I continued to, you know, have the conversations and do the work and all of the things that I've been telling you. And, you know, and as you know, the end of the story is we did end up separating. And but that was critical. And so, again, just thinking through all of the possible options is, it really does allow for an amazing amount of freedom. So that's module one. It provides you with tools and guidance to really explore the both pathways in a safe space and really with confidence and ease. And then the second module, you know, we'll really delve into your values, and I talked a little bit about that tonight. And, you know, this is, you know, one of the things that I'm really committed to is, you know, for people who are going through this transitional period, that, you know, they don't have to wait till things settle before they can really appreciate themselves and their life. You don't have to suffer. And being able to really connect to the values that you can see are really at your core really provides a whole new experience of yourself as you're going through each day to day, going through the process. And it really does give you a whole new experience of your life at this time. So I really want that for people. I want that for you to, you know, not have to wait until it's all said and done and figured out before you can actually love yourself, appreciate yourself, and appreciate your life. So that's module two. And module three, if you continue to scroll down here, you'll see that's where I say match your values to your reasons, okay? And so this part of the class series, you know, there's a lot of interaction. We do a lot of, you know, coaching and working together. And, you know, and what's amazing is with this part of the class series, you really begin to clear the pathway and see a new direction for yourself and for your relationship and for your family if you've got children. You know, again, whichever way you go. And then the fourth module is authentic communication and creating new results. So, you know, in module four, you'll get trained in really how to talk and how to listen. And it's amazing. And I bet many of you here are, you know, you're fine at communication. There's nothing wrong, but it's just not the same when you're filled up with a lot of emotions. And this period of time can be, I remember for myself feeling very hazy and like I'm in almost like a dark forest at times. I just can't see a clear picture of what's really happening. And so it can be difficult to really have some coherent conversations. And it's also difficult to just allow yourself to have conversations and maybe make mistakes, mess up a little bit. You know, that's okay. I'll work with you on that and really give you confidence and tools and strategies for, you know, communicating authentically and really creating some new results. So those are the four modules. And, you know, and basically in the final session, we really tie it all together, okay, all that you've learned, and you really come away with a new level of confidence and an ability to implement the steps. So, you know, some of you may be clear right now that you want to sign up, you want to just go ahead and do that, and I invite you to do that. And if you just, you know, scroll down, you'll see I've given you two options. So first of all, the first option is to sign up for the four sessions, and you'll see there it's $197, and that is you know, for all four of the modules, of course, and it's designed like this as a teleclass. And then what I decided to add in as a bonus is three personal coaching sessions with me for an additional $149. So you could do just the class and for the $197 and get everything that I just told you that you will get, and you will get that. And, you know, for some of you, if you feel like you want to just accelerate the process, you want to really deepen the tools faster for yourself, then, you know, having personal coaching sessions could really do that for you. So I thought I would include that, and only for an additional $149, and that's three personal coaching sessions with me during the time of the series of the class. Okay, so if you know that you want to go ahead and do that, like I said, you can just click on either one of those, and I've got PayPal set up so you can pay by credit card or pay by Interact, whatever is convenient for you. Okay, and you know, and here's another thing: is I want to make it so easy for you to sign up. I really want to give you no reason not to. I want to make this a no-brainer. So I'm also going to offer another bonus. And for those of you who want to register, and I really want you to sign up, if you see that signing up is something you want to do, I really want you to do that tonight while you can see it for yourself and you can see that this is something you want to do. And so I actually have a colleague who gave me one of his products for free to give to you out of signing up. So when you sign up tonight, what you'll get is my colleague, Anthony Diaz. He is an extraordinary human being. My gosh, he's a lawyer in Orlando, Florida, and he's unlike many of the lawyers that I know. I mean, he is so connected to his spiritual self, and he's not just a lawyer, but he's a coach and a mediator, and he really cares that when people go through, you know, these relationship transitions, and he really does work with people who are divorcing. That's what he does. What he does is he supports them in getting inner peace and resolve their inner conflicts as they're dealing with their outer conflicts. And so he's created meditation series. And what he's given me to give to you is a series of three downloadable meditations so that when you sign up, you'll actually get that sent to you where you can you know, go ahead and get that gift, and then you'll get the downloadable meditation sent to you once a week for 3 weeks, which is just amazing. And I just thought it would be a perfect connection between doing this kind of work and also having some tools to really relax and connect with yourself. And the way he says it, too, is that the series of three guided meditations that will inspire and empower you to live the life you desire. Each meditation will allow you to go deeper within as you connect with your inner truth and listen to answers to the questions in your life. So I just thought that that would be a perfect gift to connect. Okay, so now what I want to do is, again, for those of you who are clear that you want to sign up, go ahead and do that. And I also want to give you a chance to ask any questions. And so here's how that'll work. Is if you want to ask a question or you want to maybe share a comment, maybe share something that you've come to see out of the teleseminar tonight, or if you have a question about the upcoming teleclass, whatever it is, what you do is you raise your hand. Of course, I can't see if you raise your hand. So how you raise your hand is on your phone, press *2, and that will tell me that you're raising your hand. And when I see you raising your hand, I will unmute the line and give you a chance to to speak, to ask your question or say your comments. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and do that now. So if you have any questions or anything, any comments, anything to share, go ahead and raise your hand, and then I will unmute the line. Okay? I don't see anybody raising their hand. Oh, there's a hand raised. Okay, just a second. Hello.
Hello, Tally. It's Alex. Thank you for a wonderful teleseminar. I've learned a lot. Just wanted to find out one more time, what's the website that you want people to sign up?
Sure. It's Tally, T-A-L-L-I-E, .tv, /sales, S-A-L-E-S.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, great. All right. Anybody else? Any questions? Any comments? And you don't have to say your name. It can be completely confidential. And it's totally fine if you don't have any questions to ask or any comments to make. I trust and I hope that tonight's teleseminar, you know, provided the insights that you wanted and that you really feel that the time you spent here was well worth your time, well worth your energy. And I welcome your feedback. If you want to give me feedback just by email, I really do welcome, you know, how this worked for you, what worked, what didn't work. I'd love to hear any of your insights. So please, if you go back to any of the emails, oh, just a second, I see someone raising their hand, and I'm going to. So that's with the last four digits of your phone number, 9150. I'm going to unmute you in just a moment, and I just want to finish saying that if you reply to any of the emails that you've received from me, I will get those emails, and I'd love to hear any of your feedback. Okay? Okay, great. So we've got a question or a comment.
Yes, hi. I'm just wondering, in the four modules, when you said that they were interactive, does that mean that you're going to have a period where people go in and out of mute like I'm doing, and they can ask a question about their personal thing, like a little group, or
yes.
Will they not, is that right?
Yes, that's exactly it. But it's actually, in this teleconference, I did it more lecture style and then questions at the end, as you can see.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be more interactive throughout the whole period of time. Okay,
whole thing will be interactive.
That's right. I'll be providing you with tools and insights and then have you think about them, do some exercises, and then give you a chance to say what you're seeing or ask a question, work something through, like that. So it'll be, you know, I'll be imparting some ideas and tools to you, and we'll be interacting.
Will
does that answer
limiting?
The question?
Well, yes, it does very well. And I'm just wondering, will you have a limit on the group number or not?
A good size. At this point, I'm not limiting it right now. This is the first time, to be frank, that I'm doing this particular seminar. So I really want to allow, up to 20 people would be
okay.
Would be a good number of people. I think if we do have more, I would maybe look at splitting it, but at least 20.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, great. And thank you so much for your question. Thanks for stepping forward.
Sure.
Okay, good. So I'm going to open it up again. Anybody have any questions, any comments? Okay, well, I want to end by saying thank you. You know, thank you for spending the time and being here and really looking for some of the answers to the questions that you've had. And, you know, I know that there's so many things you can be doing on a Thursday evening, and that you chose to do this is, you know, says a lot about what you're committed to. So I thank you and I acknowledge you. And, you know, I'm about to say goodbye, and now we've got another hand raised, so I'm going to go ahead and unmute that line. There we go. Hello.
Hi. What I wanted to say is, first of all, thank you so much. I've learned so much listening to you. And if I had that, this kind of seminar, when I was going through my divorce, I know that my life and my family life would have been totally different.
Mm.
And I know I can't do anything about the past, but it has given me so much understanding already for where I've been, and
mm-hmm.
it enriched me for the future. And I think it's a gift. It's a gift to have that when you go through this kind of situation where you don't know what to do and confusion, and to have somebody guiding you practically by the hand is amazing. So thank you so much for doing what you're doing.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you so much for sharing what you shared. I think it's great to hear from someone's perspective and hindsight, and you know, I wish you had this, you know, back when you were getting divorced too. And but I think you're wise in saying you can't change the past, and but to use this for whatever you're, you know, dealing with now or whatever's in your future is great. And I'm glad I was able to contribute.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. All right. So we're going to do it going once. And a going twice. And okay, well, I'm going to wrap this up. And again, just, you know, acknowledge you for being here for over an hour. And you know, please, you know, if you have any additional comments to make and you want to make them just to me, go ahead and do that. Send me an email. I love getting feedback, and I welcome it so much. And I look forward to being with those of you who are signing up. Thank you so much for signing up, and I look forward to being with you as we start next week. And have a wonderful, wonderful night. Good night.